This is the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel, and today, Sefer Micha, Perek Gimel, Chapter 3.
Kulam medabrim al shalom, af echad lo medaber al tzedek, la'echad ze gan eden, la'acher gehenom, kama etzbaot al ahedek.
And our learning is dedicated to Tzva Hagana Israel, to our brave Chayalim, for their success and safety, for the swift return of all of the chatufim, the hostages, and for the refuah shleima of all the wounded in this war in Gaza. Today we're talking about chapter 3 in Micha, which is the continuation of chapter 2, and I want to highlight two themes. We already started talking yesterday about the exploitation, about the financial fraudulent situation whereby the rich were exploiting the poor. And if you recall, we began by talking about people who were scheming to take the property of others. In fact, for Ashku Gever Ubeito, according to some, Chazal, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Chet, tells a terrible story about scheming to steal away another man's wife. So to take the things which give them their status, which give them their identity. So at the first level, we're taking away people's fields, we're taking away people's wives, their property, their identity. And then it continues in Pasuk Chet. Ve'etmol ami lo'oyev yekomen. My people are like an enemy to one another. Mimul salma eder tavshitun. In other words, the people literally strip the clothing one from the other. There is such extortion. People are using their economic advantages to squeeze and crush and deplete the lower classes, that even they're at a situation in which they take away their clothing. And this comes to a climax in our chapter, in chapter Perek Gimel, where the prophet talks to the leaders of society, Rashei Yaakov uKtzinei Beit Yisrael, the leaders of society, and he says, Halo lachem ledaat et hamishpat, don't you know the law? Sonei tov vo'avei ra. You are people who hate good, and you love evil. Gozlei oram me'alehem. At first they took their fields, at second they took their clothing, now they're literally stealing the skin from them. Ushe'iram me'alatzmotam. And their relatives from their bones. Maybe they're talking about situations in which people got so deeply into debt that they would take away their children. And he talks about Oram me'aleihem afshitu. They literally have flayed their flesh from them. Ve'atmotzehem pitzechu uprasul ka'asher basir ukabasar betoch kalachat. You've flayed the skin off them. You've taken the flesh off their bones. And then you break up their bones to bits and you put it into a pot like meat in a cauldron. And he says, Az yizaku el Hashem. Then you will have one day of trouble. You'll cry out to God, but God will not answer you, right? V'loya anotam v'yaster panav mehem ba'itahi kasher hereyo ma'al aleihem. So if you act like this, you cannot expect God to answer you. The second theme that we talk about here is the notion of a prophecy, that the prophets will start off with Perek Bet Pasuk Hey, where it says, Alta tifun tifun, lo yitifun le'ele. The people say to the prophet, don't preach to us. Lo yisaga klimot. Nothing bad will happen to us. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Perek Bet, it gets even worse. If you read there, you will see. If a man were to go about uttering windy, baseless falsehoods, I'll preach to you in favor of wine and liquor, he'd be an acceptable preacher to that people. Lu ish sholech ruach v'sheker kizev v'atichlach l'yayin u'l'sheichar v'hayamatifa amazeh. In other words, people want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear words which are going to challenge their society. And this continues in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hei. Ko amar Hashem al anevim ha'matim et ha'am. The people who deceive, they mislead the nation. Hanoshchim b'shinehem v'karu shalom. The people who call out peace, But soon they're going to find that they're in a war. And he talks about the idea that they are simply the prophets. Laila lachem mechazon. You don't have any vision. V'chashcha lachem miksom. Uva Hashem eshalaviim v'kadar alehem hayom. In other words, soon the sunset is going to fall on you because you are misleading the people. As opposed to that, Micha says, Anochi mileti koach et ruach Hashem, but I have the true spirit of God, u'mishpat u'gura lahalib hidli akov pisho uli Yisrael chatato. But I am going to tell Israel of their sin. And what is the sin? Shimu zot rashei beit Yaakov u'ksinei beit Yisrael, hamitavim mishpat. And we come back to this theme. You despise mishpat. And so these are some of the most famous psukim in the Tanakh. Because he says, Bone Tzion b'damim. You are building Tzion with blood, Yerushalayim ba'avla, and you're building Jerusalem with fraud, with deceit. Rasheu b'shochad yishpotu v'chonei b'mechir yaru. The leaders take bribes, the priests charge a price. Nevi'er b'kesef iksomu. The prophets also take money. V'lashem ishe'enu leimor, halo Hashem b'kirbeinu. And then they all sound religious and say, oh, God is with us. Lo tavo eleinu ra'a lachen biglalchem. Because of you, you prophets, you priests, you leaders. Zion sadeh techaresh. Zion will be plowed over. V'Yerushalayim iyim tihyeh. And Jerusalem will be in ruins. Har habayit lebamot yar. And the Temple Mount will just become countryside. These are devastating lines. But I need to say something about these lines. These don't come at a time when, let's say, the time of Achaz, when the country is idolatrous. We know exactly when these lines were spoken, because we have an account of these lines in the book of Jeremiah. 100 years later, probably even 120 years later, we hear in Jeremiah chapter 26 that Yirmiyahu goes to the temple, and this is during the time of Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Israel. And he prophesies against the corruption in the kingdom. And people say, Yirmiyahu, you can't say these sorts of things. This is an act of treason. And they want to put him to death. And now I'm reading from Yirmiyahu, Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Tet Zayin. And it says, and then the government ministers say to the priests and the prophets, Ein le'ish hazeh mishpat mavet, this guy shouldn't be put to death. Jeremiah shouldn't be put to death because he spoke, keep a shame, Hashem Elokeinu Dibar Eleinu. He is speaking the words of God. And now listen to this. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ve'akumu anashim mizikneh ha'aretz. Some of the old men, the elders, say, Ve'yomru el kol kahal ha'am le'mor. They say to the audience this. Micha ha'morashti hayani bei bimei Chizkiyahu. In the time of Hezekiah, the righteous king. Micha from Morisha spoke to the king of Judah and to all of the people of Judah, saying, Tzion sadeh techaresh v'shalayim miyim tiyeh v'har abayit l'bamot yar. Hahim ahem itu? Chizkiyahu melech Judah v'chol Judah? Halo yireh et Hashem. Did they put him to death? Did the Judeans put him to death? No, they feared God. Le'echalek v'nei Hashem. And instead, they turned to God. Let's understand what's going on here. Indeed, the words of Micha are shocking. They are shattering. He is talking against the elites of society. He is calling them out for their lack of justice. He is basically claiming that all the prophets and the priests are just being paid for their services. No one is speaking truth. The country is absolutely corrupt. And yet it seems that these words made an impact. And even 100 years later, this becomes a case study of the case of somebody really speaking truth to power. He even says that this caused the people to do tshuva. It says, Vayechal et pnei Hashem, Vayinachem Hashem al ha'ra'ah asher diber aleihem. Micha had predicted destruction, but in the time of Chizkiyahu they were saved. Why? Because they did tshuva, because they tried to address the problems of their society. So this is a real call that whenever we have issues in our society to address them and not to avoid them, to hear truth from wherever it comes, and to deal with the flaws in our society, not just to silence the people who are speaking that truth. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
כולם מדברים על שלום, אף אחד לא מדבר על צדק. לאחד זה גן עדן, לאחר גיהנום. כמה אצבעות על ההר.